You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Good morning. I'm Heather here at the Sound of Life, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Hope your day is going well so far. You might need to give yourself more grace than you think you deserve today. Sometimes I set really large, unrealistic expectations for myself, and I can't meet them. And day after day after day, I do that, and I can't. That's exhausting. And there are days where I'm like, oh, why am I struggling so much? Well, because your expectations are too high. You know, that's what God says to me, way too high. So there may be a day like today where you need to just give yourself more grace than you think you deserve.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Praying for those around us that mean the most to us. I think that that is super important. My mother-in-law is 91, and every single day she prays for every single one of her kids and every single one of her grandkids. And I know she does. She'll ask us for a prayer request and she'll say, yeah, I pray for you every day. And I know she does. And I think, man, what a great example. I need to be praying for those that I love the most. Even more every day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
You might just need to stop and think about all that you have to be thankful for. I don't do this well. I don't do this very often. I'm finding myself needing to do it more. Just looking at what I have, looking at what God has provided for me. And just being thankful.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
The story behind the song. Matt Maher, What a Friend.
What a Friend We Have in Jesus was written by an Irishman in Canada named Joseph Scriven. He became a missionary helping physically handicapped and the destitute. He had taken a vow of poverty, and to comfort his mother who was ill, he wrote a poem, the lyrics to What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I think it says a lot about a man who's experienced so much suffering in his life that he could still have the faith to write lyrics and words declaring the friendship of Jesus. More than ever before, I think Christians need to remind people about the friendship of God. It never changes, it never wavers, it never falters. He himself remains faithful.
The Sound of Life.
There are things in this life that are just universal. I was at a park and there was a couple ponds and there was a mama duck and she had 8 or 10 baby ducklings. I mean, I couldn't keep track of all of them. And they were all, you know, right by her, except one, he started to trail off a little bit and I saw her go quack, 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 quack. And he came back and I was like, hey, that's what we do, right? If we have littles in our life, especially if we're walking down the street, we're like, hey, no, come here. Don't get distracted. Or at church, if they're walking right in someone's way, you know, we tell them, hey, come here. It's universal.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
If you have kids in your life, they're probably going to disappoint you, break some trust. And this is hard for me. My kids are 19, 18, and 16, and I have a lot of trust in them. I think that they are extremely capable people, very smart. They can, you know, handle things. I had a situation yesterday where they disappointed me and I was so hurt. I was so frustrated. I just wanted to yell. Like I just was like, rah! I just wanted to lose it, you know? And I went in my room because see, I know that that's not going to solve anything. Went in my bedroom, closed the door. I cried. I prayed. I rested my eyes. And a couple hours later, I could talk to them and have a decent conversation. Talk about accountability, and I didn't have to yell. But that was hard. Like, that was really hard. I just want you to know.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
Be obedient. That's something that I'm working on. I got over the last few months has asked me to do some things that, like, it's just a little out of my comfort zone. A little awkward, a little weird. And I have found that when I'm obedient, it doesn't matter what he does. It's not really my place to worry about that. Although I do. God's working. And when he asks me to do something, I can trust that he's up to something. So I just got to be obedient.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The sound of life.
There are things that I believe can only happen in the summer. Probably not going to happen any other time of the year. I have a full dishwasher full of dishes that are clean. And then I have all these dishes stacked on my counter. Like, we may be to the point where we're going to have to run the dishwasher twice a day. Like, I literally could go and empty the dishwasher and totally fill it back up again and run it. That's just where we're at right now in the summer.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.